Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to The Brendan Show. This is a podcast about helping you reach high performance in your life, in every area of your life. It's about staying more motivated, more confident, more disciplined, and on purpose. You know, the high performance experience is really about feeling more vibrant, more connected, more excellent, more fulfilled in your life. But it's also challenging you, because you and I both know it's difficult to reach those levels of high performance without support, without ongoing commitment and dedication to your own personal development. So welcome to our HPX community. Thank you for joining us here on The Brendan Show. I'm super pumped for today's episode. Before we begin, I want to let you know that we have specials right now on our HPX nutrition line. If you didn't know it, I rolled out three specific products to help you with your performance. These are three specific supplements that will really give you the edge. Now, don't worry, I'm not starting an MLM or a downline. I'm not asking you to promote any of my products. And frankly, just like you, there's a lot of different companies and a lot of different products that I love and I enjoy and I'm not trying to compete with. It was specifically, I could not find three world-class supplements that specifically helped me in these areas. So we've got HPX Optimize, which is a mental focus and energy product for your brain health. Then we've got Essentials, which is a functional multivitamin, which we've basically enhanced for longevity, for joint health, and for vitality and digestion. But what we did, instead of like making a multivitamin where they sprinkled a million different things in there that actually have no effect, you know, we put in dosages here that you'll be amazed by. And then finally, we've got HPX Organic Boost, which is the energy drink mix that I take because it's 100% organic. It's actually delicious too, I have to tell you that. So go check it out, hpxwellness.com. Everything you need to know is right there. And if you've ever wanted to know how to reach the high performance experience in terms of your biology and physiology, these products can really support you. Go to hpxwellness.com. And without further ado, on to today's episode.
Now we talk about productivity. We talk about, okay, what are you gonna do with all this new psychological weaponry? What are you gonna do with all this physical energy you suddenly have now that you're so excited about and you can move the needle on? What happens now? Well, that's the question. And I love productivity because, you know, it allows me to jump into a part of the seminar that's really important, which is, why do you all do what you do? And I don't just mean like your career, I mean, as a human, what is it you're really after? Because you can have a great mindset and great habits and great physiology, but if you don't understand what you're after or what makes you tick or what your major aspirations in life really are, then you take job to job to job to job to job to job. You jump on new bandwagon, new bandwagon, new bandwagon. You start, fall off, start, fall off, start, fall off. And by the way, that experimentation is a good thing and is very positive. It's just if you're doing all that and you feel lost, disengaged, unfulfilled, then we got a problem. Meaning I'm totally okay for experimentation, but I better be enjoying it. I better be giving into it. I better be experiencing it and really, really enjoying that process. So we're gonna talk about that today. We're gonna talk about what is it we're being productive for? What are we being productive for? I believe our intent here, what we wanna be productive for, is the aspirations we have in our life. I think the first aspiration we all have is what we call being goals. Being goals. We have aspirations for the person we want to become, the type of person we want to be. I believe we all want to be a person that we are proud of, that we respect, who enjoys life. That's what I believe. We all want to respect ourselves. We want to, like, whether you don't, if you don't like the word pride, just use the word respect. We all want to respect ourselves, be proud of who we are, and enjoy life as who we are. That stuff of authenticity stands here. That stuff of genuine expression stands here. That stuff of your values, your beliefs, whatever you think makes you a good person, that's the being goals of life. Like, I want, when you say I want to be a good mom, that is an aspiration that you have. Some days you hit the mark, other days you don't. So it's not a human need, because if it's a need, you do it much more often. Like, food is a need. How many follow? Right? So sometimes the aspirations literally overlie things like Abraham Maslow or other people who are needs theorists. It's like, no. Like, if it was a real need, we would all do it all the time. That's why they call it an aspiration. We want to become this person, but the truth is you don't need to become anybody. You can just become a consumer of Netflix and take out with a part-time job to support Netflix and take out, right? Living on your friend's couch even, or a borrowed couch. We've all been there. Who's ever been on the borrowed couch before? All right, not enough people. Okay, that's what I'm just... Just me. Okay, all right. Anyone ever bought an IKEA couch? Anyone bought a 7-year-old IKEA couch? No, I'm just seeing who my people are. But being goals, it's like, who do I want to become? That's when you think, like, you need to tie your productivity to that. Is what I am producing or doing in the world helping me more fully express that, live that, touch that rim? Because a lot of people, they have aspirations for being a great person, but what they are doing in the world is a mismatch. They want to be a great leader, somebody who people respect, but what they're doing in the world isn't commanding that. They want to be a great father, but they're not spending the time. They're not clearing out the calendar, taking the moments to take the kids, do stuff. So they're not showing up. And so here's this thing in being goals that we will always talk about in psychology that's so important that goes along with it. What being goals is really about, congruence. Our aspiration is we want to be a congruent human being with the best of who we are. And when we're not, we're in suffering. When we are, we're in flow. When we're blocking ourselves from it, we're in misery. When our priorities line up with that person we want to become, we're in joy. Raise your hand if you follow. Congruence. When you're miserable, it's because you know you're not living as the best of who you are. You know you're playing too small of a game. You know that you are not activating your values, your beliefs. You know you are closed down. You know you're in the cage. You know you are not showing up for yourself as who you really want to be. And that silence where you are like backing away or closing down, in that type of silence, in some silence it's good, like a meditation. That kind of silence is beautiful. In the silence that happens when we aren't congruent, when we're not proud of ourselves, when we aren't trying to be our best, in that kind of silence, that dark night silence, doubting who we are, knowing we're not being our best, or even trying sometimes, in that type of silence, there is often suffering. And if there's not suffering, there's soul searching. And if there's not suffering or soul searching, there's the midlife Ferrari buying nonsense that happens when someone realizes, I haven't been who I am. So they act out against everybody else. You've been holding me here. And everyone's like, oh man, we haven't been holding you nowhere. No, it's your fault that I'm not happier. What, dude? Duty dude. You seemed happy. You were doing your thing. Well, no, I haven't been happy for years. How come you ain't saying nothing to nobody? But now whose fault is it when they weren't being congruent? Right? When you're in pain, your lack of congruence is everyone else's fault. When you're in pain, everyone else's fault. It's their fault that you didn't get to live your life. It's their fault that you didn't get to have the thing, do the thing, experience the thing. It's very easy to spot people, right? The people who blame everybody else about their reality, what happened, it's not that they're necessarily bad persons, they just got really disconnected from the primary aspirations of life. They forgot to think about who they wanted to become and act intentionally into that. And so being around the wrong people or being around the wrong moment or just like going through the motions each day, they lost congruence, the magic. But how many of you felt something magical in this room because you were tapping into a part of you that maybe you haven't voiced or expressed or thought about or dreamed of? Some of you owned a dream you haven't thought about in years. Some of you made big decisions about your health or your life or your family. Somebody in this room, you had a shift in being, and that's why it feels sometimes so great to be in this community. Yeah, get around people who are in touch with this aspiration and avoid people who don't get it. Spend more time with people who are in touch with the aspiration of like, I want to be, like if we're going to hang out, I want to be inspired by you. Not by what you've achieved, not what's in your bank account, but that you are aspiring to grow into your best.
Hey, it's Brennan. I'm bopping in here real fast for you to urge you to go to hpxwellness.com and check out our products to help you get more of that mental focus and energy you need to stay at your best, to deliver with excellence, to feel like vibrant again. Because I know we all struggle with mental fatigue and mental focus. We all sometimes get tired and sometimes we're worried about our overall health. And so I created three specific products to help you with that. Go to hpxwellness.com, check out our nutrition line, and let's get you to high performance, baby. hpxwellness.com.
I also think we got to remind each other that one of the primary aspirations of life and the human species is those goals of relating. Our relationship goals. Like, we are social animals. And for us, if congruence is so important in this category of relating, what is so important is connection. We desperately desire it, want it, hunt for it, seek for it, pay for it. We want connection. We invest in relationships. We invest in each other. We invest in our family. I mean, think about the commitment of having a child. You're like saying, I am going to be your parent, at least until you get out of this damn house. I mean, it's just like these commitments that we make. Who in this room is married? Like legally married? Like, you really... Like, you really had to sign a form and stuff. I mean, look around the room. That's a lot of people. You made an extraordinary commitment because you have aspirations for the type of relationship you want. You want those relationships that are loving and filling and vibrant and joyful and intimate and sensual and beautiful and honoring. Isn't that what we want? And so the question is, are you acting in a way that draws that from the relationship and imbues that with the relationship? Because what happens is sometimes when we get away from our aspirations or around the wrong group or in the wrong relationship, what it becomes about me, 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 grab, 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 point, 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 fight, 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 break up, make up, break up, break up, neck. And it just goes on and you're like, why? I think this value that we so desperately desire is often not treated seriously. And while I joke about it, I think your relationships matter more than anything else. To be with family, friends, peers, groups of people where you feel a heart connection, get around that more. Raise your hand if you agree to that. Get around that more. Whatever that is in your world or your life or your opportunities, get around that. Where people have exceptional relationships, where they're trying to build those relationships, where they're, I don't care if the relationship is like, you're trying to build deep, meaningful work together as in at work as a relationship at work between employees and friends. If you're trying to build relationships with your buddies, your pals, your friends, your intimate, significant others, like, have relationships that bring you alive. Because that means on those days that you're not being your best or feeling your best, one reason this is so foundational to us is because sometimes this can make us better. Raise your hand if you follow. And I'm kind of bummed that my wife isn't here at this particular event. And she's at some, not at some others. But I'll tell you, if you've seen what we do with HPX and our brand, if you've seen Denise and I together, she makes me better. That girl, thank you. She's amazing. That girl has supported me when no one else believed in me, including myself. She bought me groceries when I was broke, and that meant the world to me. Because every time she set that grocery bag on the counter, and I thought that she had to buy that because I can't. When I got hurt, my friend lugged me and threw me on the couch, and he left. She's taken care of me, the good times, the bad times, the times when we had nothing, the times when we had more than anything else that we could ever have possibly imagined. She's the same girl. She's that same woman who just has that buoyant personality. And the reason I bring it up is because sometimes your spouse or your partner or your friends, your family, if you make real relationships with them, they can tell when you're off and they can send a nice thing. They can tell when you're having a bad day or you fell out of alignment and they can challenge you. We just aspire to have great relationships because it makes you better. My lady, she makes me better. I mean, thank God for her, because if you saw me 10 years ago, I don't think you'd been here on day three. I mean, I'm just telling you, I didn't know. I mean, love will open you up. Get around people who are heart-centered. We also have that human and unique impulse for creating, the aspiration of creating. Now, this is so critical to your life, what you are creating, right? Some of you, you're creating plans for bridges or in homes or business plans. You're creating keynotes or social media. You're creating businesses or relationships. The act of creating something is what we came from in the first place. So it is a spark within us. And for some people, creation, for them, hey, look, their primary thing here, creating what they really want to create so desperately is contributions. They want to give. They want to serve. They want to create and make a difference. They want to create a legacy. They want to create a dent in the universe. They want to create something. And you need to know what that is for you and how to do it at the next level. And you need to be around people who are creating things. Now, not everybody ties creation to contribution, right? Some artists, they just create because the impulse is to create. So those who say the human need is contribution is just they haven't studied psychology long enough. It's not a need. How many of you know a lot of deadbeats on couches in basements who hadn't paid rent, who haven't paid thank you to their parents, and ain't contributed nothing in 35 years? Anyone know somebody like that? Let's not fool ourselves. If it was a need, everybody was doing. Contribution is not a need. If it was, everyone would do it by definition. It's just not a need. It's not even an impulse for everybody. But one thing is creating. That sense of creating. Even that kid in the basement might be playing video games and creating other worlds. They might be doing puzzles. They might be creating havoc online. But I promise they are creating something, right? Because it is our way, like humans, we have to do, interact, add to, and so many of us rarely recognize that's an aspiration to create something. Like, sometimes your next level is to ask, what's that next level of creation for me, right? I've done the things to survive, now what do I want to create? I did the first business, it was all right, but now what do I want to create? What do I want to contribute now at this stage of my life? That's a big one. That's a huge one. That's an aspiration that I can get excited about. That's what you will inspire me about in a group or a mastermind or a conversation when you're like, Brendan, I want to create this thing. And I'm the first guy going, do it. Because some people go, oh, that's crazy. This is where the world ruins ourselves. People have big dreams to create something and they make fun of them. They reject them. They tease them. They just like criticize them when we should all be cheering each other on. When you hear somebody with a big dream, don't kick them to the side, cheer them on from the side. Like, be like, okay, let's go. Good for you. Turn to the person left or right, shake them, say, I see you creating a difference.
All right, hey, it's Brendan. I hope you enjoyed that episode, and I hope it helped you reach another level of high performance in your life, whether it's just a shift in your mindset or a shift in your habits or a shift in your intention for the day. I really honor you for listening to The Brendan Show, and I'm deeply thankful. So could you do me a favor? Could you just go onto iTunes or Apple Podcasts and rate and review this episode or any of our episodes? And also, while you're there, to help me, just download the last 5 episodes too onto your phone, because you know Apple really cares about the downloads and the rating and reviews, and I've never really asked for that in 6 years of podcasting, and finally my friends convinced me to ask you to do that for me. I've never asked anything of my podcast community ever, but I really, really appreciate if you could do that. Also, if you would like some more in-depth training, please don't forget that every single month I go live for 2 hours and teach new and original personal development research, new frameworks to my entire virtual community in our HPX coaching program. And you can just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com to learn all about the different options there. But listen, I'm live 2 hours every single month with literally thousands of high achievers from around the world who tune in to get these new frameworks for reaching high performance in their life. Sometimes we talk about relationships. Sometimes we talk about breaking bad habits. Sometimes we talk about achieving another level of confidence or discipline or goal attainment. But we are there every single month, and I'd love for you to join us. Just go to hpxcoaching.com to see all of your options and really join us. Dedicate yourself to personal mastery. Dedicate yourself to this journey, not just once in a while with an episode here or there or a book there, but literally a program that could change your life. It's called HPX Coaching, and you can go to hpxcoaching.com. Until next time, my friends, please remember every single day you can choose to be average or ordinary or just kind of go through the motions, or you can be more intentional, more disciplined, more excellence-driven in what you do because you know you need to serve those you love and those that you lead. You can choose to be extraordinary. So my friends, go out there today and be extraordinary. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're going to get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.